On Friday, June 7th, voters across Ireland took to polling stations to vote in the local elections. In Waterford, 79 candidates ran in a 32-seat constituency, spanning Dungarvan, Lismore, Portlaw, Kilmacthomas, Tramore, Waterford City West, Waterford City South and Waterford City East. WLR broadcasted live with an additional live stream on YouTube and social media platforms from the Count Centre in SETU Arena. Among those to run as a first-time candidate were Catherine Burke and Donica Mulcahy for Sinn Féin, Declan Barry as an independent candidate, and Niamh O'Donovan for Fine Gael. Donica, who ran and was eventually elected in the Lismore district, said it's time for change.
I believe in the party, I believe where we're going, and the steps ahead, there's a pathway to better, you know, and our slogan is, it's time for change. It is time for change. We need fresh new blood everywhere, and we've got a good team here in Waterford, and hopefully we can keep getting the work done and proving ourselves to, I suppose, the older generation of Fianna Fáilers and Fianna Gaelers who keep voting the same way as their father did, you know.
With counting taking place across 2 days for an election which saw a 50% turnout, the political landscape emerged. Fine Gael emerged as the largest party locally with 8 seats filled, Sinn Féin the second largest with 7 seats filled. Fianna Fáil saw 5 seats, leaving Labour with 3, Social Democrats with 1 and Independents with 8 seats. Fine Gael councillor Lola O'Sullivan was re-elected in the Tramore Waterford City West constituency on the first count. She told WLR that despite her party earning the most seats locally, social media had no place in her campaign.
I love to be able to help someone, and sometimes you can't, and that can be really disappointing for me as an individual, but to be able to do something very small for somebody and make a difference in their lives is just incredible. I'd say I needed two new pairs of runners for all the walking and knocking I did. But social media can, you know, it's about the work you're doing. It's not about saying that you're doing work and not doing it. It's not about pictures, and it's not about, it's actually going out, meeting the people and doing the work. That's really what it's about. I've seen how toxic social media can be, and I've seen people being trolled on social media and the horrible, horrible things that have been said about people. And I just don't think that's for me. If you have something to say to me, say it to my face. Don't be hiding behind a keyboard.
Topping the polls and elected on the first count in the Waterford City East electoral area was independent candidate David Daniels. This was his first time running following his co-option onto the council after the death of his father, Councillor Davy Daniels. Following his election, he said the next 5 years holds much promise.
I'm absolutely thrilled that Waterford City East, the residents of Waterford City East, have put their faith in me for the next 5 years. Like the next 5 years are going to be, you know, an exciting time for Waterford. There's a lot out there to be done. You know, we've got the North Keys going on. I know there's issues there that, you know, we'll tackle, but I believe we're going to have, you know, exciting times the next 5 years, and it's great to be there and part of it.
With Fianna Fáil taking 5 seats locally, there was a sigh of relief from all candidates at a time of political uncertainty. Elected on the 7th vote, Adam Wise could celebrate his re-election back to the council in the Waterford City East region. Taking 1,062 of the votes, Adam was delighted with what he said was his best voting record to date.
Yeah, thanks very much. Lots of relief from I actually got the highest vote I've ever gotten, the highest number ones I've ever gotten. It was just such a long process. Delighted for Tom as well that we have another Fianna Fáil man over the line there, and we hope that Eamon Quillen will get over the line there as well. So it'd be a good couple of hours for Fianna Fáil now if the count goes our way.
While the Social Democrats are a relatively new party in Waterford, their candidate in this year's local elections was certainly not a new name. Mary Roach, who previously served as an independent councillor for Waterford City, ran as part of the Social Democrats. She ran in the Waterford City East area, while her party running mate, newcomer Sinead Ellen Griffin, ran in Waterford City South. While Mary was ultimately successful being elected on the 10th count, Sinead Ellen Griffin was not, being eliminated with 140 votes. Mary told WLR that she doesn't regret her decision to run with the Social Democrats.
Don't forget, I didn't run the last time because Dad had died and Mum had dementia. So it was Matt Shanahan who actually ran, and then when he got elected, he co-opted me back into the seat. So yeah, there was, and like, if I had a euro for every person who said to me today, you'd be home and hosed if you're an independent, you know. Yeah. But look, it's a decision I made. I looked at the parties. I'm very happy with the choice of the Social Democrats. I really think that their values align with mine very well. Now, that's not to say we won't, you know, it's not a homogenous thing.
Yep.
But I'm very happy with them. And at the end of the day, the reason I did it is to try and move the concerns that I have about Waterford up the food chain and have them dealt with. Like, I'm always on about universities and hospitals and capital funding, and they literally are not issues that can be dealt with at a local level. So if you want to move them up, and I'd be happy as an independent. It's a really enjoyable place to be as a local councillor. Yeah. I like it. I actually think it's very effective. I don't think at a local level there's anything that you can't do as an independent, but at a national level, it's a completely different thing.
Taking one of the three seats available in the Lismore district, Labour's John Pratt was re-elected, topping the polls and elected on the fourth count. He was elected along with Fine Gael's Niamh O'Donovan and Sinn Féin's Donica Mulcahy, who were elected on the fourth and sixth counts respectively. John Pratt gave a sombre reminder that while tallies are important, those at home are never far from the minds of candidates.
Because it has been an extremely stressful campaign for me and my family, and you know, I'm just delighted that I'm after getting over the line. I didn't use this, and I hope that nobody thought I ever used this during the campaign to get results or get votes, because that's not my way. But my wife is in hospital. Unfortunately, has got a bit unwell again yesterday. I've been there this morning. She's doing okay, but it's a worry, you know, and we're just want to get out of here. I'll be honest with you, and priorities, and I just want to get to Cork, and I just want to get over the line at this stage.
And while it was a positive election for the major parties on a local and a national level, it was a death knell for the Green Party, who lost all of their seats in the local elections. This saw Christina Kiley and Jody Power lose their seats, while in the European elections, former Green Party MEP Grace O'Sullivan also lost her seat. Waterford now has no Green Party representation on a council level. For the next 5 years in the Dungarvan region, the candidates will be Fine Gael's Damien Gagan, Sinn Féin's Conor McGuinness, Fianna Fáil's Tom Cronin, Fine Gael's Pat Nugent, Labour's Thomas Phelan, Independent Councillor Joe O'Riordan. And since the local elections took place in June, Kate O'Mahony was co-opted onto Waterford Council in place of Conor McGuinness, who was later elected a TD. In Lismore, the three seats were filled by Labour's John Pratt, Fine Gael's Niamh O'Donovan and Sinn Féin's Donica Mulcahy. And moving to the Portlaoise Kilmacthomas area, the five seats were filled by Fine Gael's Liam Brazel and Shawnee Power, Fianna Fáil's John O'Leary, Independent Declan Clune and Sinn Féin's Catherine Burke. In the Tramore Waterford City West region, there were six seats to be filled, and these were filled by Fine Gael's Lola O'Sullivan, Independent's Joe Kelly, Blaise Hannigan and Joe Conway, Sinn Féin's Jim Griffin and Fianna Fáil's Eamon Quinlan. Waterford City East saw a change of faces and names, with the six seats being filled as follows. Independents David Daniels and Declan Barry were both elected on the first count. These were followed by Sinn Féin's Pat Fitzgerald, Fianna Fáil's Adam Wise and Fine Gael's Jim Darcy and Social Democrats' Mary Roach. Very little change was seen in Waterford City South. It was a good day for the independents as Donal Barry topped the polls in the area. Sinn Féin's John Hearn maintained his strong vote when he took the second seat. Following them were Fianna Fáil's Jason Murphy, Fine Gael's Frank Quinlan, Labour's Seamus Ryan and Sinn Féin's Joanne Bailey, who was on the ballot papers for the first time. Following an intense local election where voters on the doorstep saw change, the results saw change, but perhaps not as seismic as some may have predicted. The national picture at the end of the weekend saw Fianna Fáil emerge as the country's largest party, followed by Fine Gael, Independents and Sinn Féin. It was, however, a washout local election on a national level for the Green Party.